Listen, I'll take you back, and we've done it before on the show, and I'll do it again. Here's a little storyline. We got Mike Zimmer. He's had countless procedures on his eye. I believe it's 7 up to date. Their starting quarterback goes down. Their second quarterback goes down. Their starting running back goes down. You talk about an underdog story. They've been living it all season. Case Keenum is coming. He's been making a case for himself all year. Their wide receiver duo, one of the best in the league. Thielen, number 2 in the league. The running backs, best in the league as a duo. They are 12-0 when these guys rush over 100 yards. They have over 2,000 yards from scrimmage, 15 touchdowns total between them. Defensive backs, aging Terrence Newman, Xavier Rhodes, still out there. Harrison Smith, one of the best in the game. Linebackers, defensive line anchored by Everson Griffin. So this ultimate story. And then last year, leading up into that point where we're all sitting there saying, well, you know what, Vikings, it was a good run. No. It was meant to be. Stephon Diggs catches that ball. Marcus Williams, he misses. Like, there's Prince out there, Angels in the outfield, screens him away. Stephon gets an end zone, and boom, touchdown, one of the biggest plays of the game. And for me, being a former Viking, I'm not biased because of that. I'm biased because with the talent they have, with the guys who have stepped up, and how it seems to be meant, my headline is Victorious. Oh, and I'm baby. Going with Victorious.
What do you got?
Here's the thing, you know, you got all these different things that, you know, we're trying to do here on the show. And I'm not like Peter Schrager. I'm not going to just get a shirt and put it on and be that guy that's swayed by people sending me things. No, I do it because I'm an actual student of the game. So none of this stuff matters. And Schrager, you know, you're kind of corny for that, actually. Putting on a shirt.
Corny.
They send you a shirt and you want them to win?
You're supposed
would never
to
do that.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that. I mean,
you
listen.
You got plenty of shirts.
Look at my Instagram. I don't sell myself for clothes and shoes and stuff like that. That's just not my style.
Shout out to Mitchell and Ness.
But I will say this. The Vikings, they are saying something about their squad, and they're living by this.
Let's bring it home, baby!
Bring it, take that, Shrek!
Victorious!
Now, listen, I would love to rock your shirt, but then that would be saying that I believe in the Eagles winning this game.
Whoa.
I do feel like the Minnesota Vikings are meant to go to Minnesota and play in the Super Bowl in Minnie, so it is going to be a victorious weekend. A victory.
Bring it home, huh?
Bring it home, baby. Minnesota Vikings, we thank you. You guys sent these to us. Of course, our ultimate connect here, Mr. Schrager.
The man.
Who knows more
people. I like
people
those, though. Bring it home, Skull. Now, Kay, you got
Kevin
both of
Bacon.
Them.
I don't know what to do. I'm going to have Will Selva help me. Will.
Get
Will.
In here, Will. What do Ooh. We got?
We got
putting me on the spot there.
Got a little bit of this. Got a little bit of that. What's your favorite color out of these two? Teal?
I think, I think I would probably go purple. I think we'll have to go Victorious.
He's rocking that. All right.
We'll decide. I think we're going to do picks later in the show.
I think we are too.
So stay tuned for that. We're going to go dome or home after this.